When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchables.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is September 19th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. I hope you're still in your fantasy playoffs. It's been a long season, and if you're still here, my gosh, am I here for you. I will be here, of course, through the end of the year. I'll be doing my massive sit and start for the next, I guess, 17 days, starting today on the list. So definitely check out that stream, check out that article on the site. It is what the list is. There's no ranking of starts or anything like that. It's just a pure on every single day, do not start, all that kind of stuff. I'll see if I have the time to compile all of them, but I highly doubt that. I highly doubt I can. But anyway, let's get to it. We have Cody Morris going against the Twins yesterday. Surprised us with 6 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts across 81 pitches. Incredible. He also had a 14-pitch at-bat to open the game against Luis Arraez, which landed in as a single. So you can essentially erase that, and you have 67 pitches for 6 full frames, which is wild. Is this guy another Cleveland product that is insanely good? Well, he sits around 94, 95. His first pitch of the game, I believe, was 92. I was like, who is this? Like, oh, there's 96. And the next one, he found rhythm removing himself from throwing fastballs. Actually, it spawned an idea that I shared to Kyle Bland that he's going to check out this week, which I think is pretty interesting. Just for some UI stuff. That'd be kind of cool to showcase some data. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that he threw more cutters and curveballs and got more, or actually really change-ups, later in the start. And those worked for him. And I can understand the cutter coming in and being this nice little strike pitch, and then the changeup gets some good whiffs and some foul balls down. And that could work a lot more if he is not as reliant on the fastball. And hey, you're wearing Cleveland. That is what they do. So maybe that's what we do see from Cody Morris moving forward. But I think it's all fine. It's not Shane Bieber light or anything remotely close to that for me. So be a little hesitant. Someone made a comparison to Danny Salazar. I don't think he's as overpowering with a heater as Salazar was. I think it is a split change. So there is something to that with a mediocre slider, right? Maybe there is something to that. I don't think Cody Morris is that guy you have to get. It's not really. I mean, it's like a questionable start, essentially, for me moving forward at best. Joe Ryan, sorry, I spent so much time on that one. Joe Ryan, 7.2 innings, 0 runs. You just start Joe Ryan the rest of the way, and you're good. Same with Yu Darvish. Luis says I had a good start against the Cardinals. I think he's a cherry bomb now, but he does get 2 starts against the Cubs at the end of the year. His last 2 starts, so that's essentially a 2-start week next week. Maybe that works. Maybe one of them will work, I'll say. Andrew Heaney, only 4 innings against the Giants, but 8 Ks, 3 base runners, 0 runs. He came through in it, only 65 pitches. You just keep doing it because it's that beneficial. Sandy Alcantara went 9 innings, 1 run, because duh! Love the man. Reed Detmers, 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Oh, he's getting a little bit better. Well, the slider just got 5 whiffs on 33 thrown, but the command of the four-seamer and the slider were better. It's good to see that. High CSW on the curveball near 40%. But only 50% strikes. He didn't really, wasn't very consistent with it, but when he executed it, they worked, right? I think you're fine going forward this year. It seems like he's getting better. He's at 94, too, on the fastball consistently. Like, he sat there, which is really good to see. It's a tick higher through the year. So, Reed Detmers, you're getting better. I want to see that 8-slider whiff game. Curveballs coming in at 60% strike rate, all that kind of stuff. That's what I want to see from Detmers to really feel, oh yeah, I remember when I had him in the top 30 because that's just who he was for 4 straight starts. And he hasn't been for a little bit, so hopefully we get that soon. Alek Manoah against the Orioles, he did his job. 5 Ks, 8 base runners, 1 earned run in 6. You know, he has a 2.4 ERA with a 1 whip and a 23% strikeout rate through 180 innings now, essentially. Yes, Alek Manoah, thank you so much. It's interesting, his last 2 months, really, he has not been peak Alek Manoah. Four-seamer only got one whiff on this, by the way. Slider whiffs are not nearly as high, even though it has such filthy movement. It's strange to me. I think there's another level for Alek Manoah. I mean, he's not a 23% strikeout guy in my book. I think he's more like a 27%, which means he should be in the top 10 next year for me. Oh boy, that's a conversation to have. By the way, I will be having my top 150 starting pitchers for 2023 out on, I believe that would be 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th, whatever that Monday is. I believe that's the 10th. Yeah, the Monday the 10th of October. I'll be doing a live stream from like 12 to 5 or something as I go through all of it. Join me. It's going to be a good time. Bailey Falter against the Atlanta Braves won 4.2 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Hey, good job, buddy. You're going to have to do it again versus Atlanta. Zach Wheeler's coming back and Noah Syndergaard's getting the boot. So Bailey Falter's still there. I think you leave him on the wire for that, but he does get maybe a good start after that. So just leave him on the wire for one and then come back after that. Animal Sanchez made it work against the Miami Marlins. I feel like I should have gone more at this. I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should make him the stream pick of the day, put him the top of question mark or something like that. And I was like, nah, Javier Assad's way better. I mean, he kind of is, but he just didn't have his cutter yesterday while Animal Sanchez had the best of his outcomes. Six innings, two earned runs, four hits, two walks, and three Ks against the Marlins. Blame it on the Marlins. 40% CSW on the cutter? Whatever. He's going to get them a second time. So, yeah, he's going to be in the questionable start tier because I won't make that same mistake twice, but it could honestly just be bad. So that's why he's in the questionable start tier. Framber Valdez, he's going to ace and had yet another quality start. I think it's 25 in a row. Insane. Dean Kramer survived against the Jays. 2 runs in 5.2 innings, but terrible whip. Only 3 strikeouts near very poor quality start. Now he gets the Houston Astros. You just stay away. Jeffrey Springs against the Rangers. You star him the rest of the way. 11 whiffs on the changeup here. Fantastic. Alex Cobb survived against the Dodgers. Here I was being the Chicken Little. You know, the end is coming. Drop him. And then he does well against the Padres and does well against the Dodgers. So now he gets the Diamondbacks. So I guess we're good. And you start Alex Cobb the rest of the way. Great stuff. It's what you've been waiting for the entire year. These final 2-3 starts for Alex Cobb. Vince Velasquez started for the Tigers because they've had this massive mix-up. It looks like it probably is Davis Martin starting next because keep in mind, you have Kopech in the IL. Yes, there's that spot. But there also was Johnny Cueto having an illness over the weekend. So that opened up the second one. That is Vince Velasquez effectively, while Davis Martin will likely take the Kopech line. That is against the Tigers next. And this was against the Tigers. It was 4 innings, whatever. He survived into good-ish. Davis Martin is something that I would consider. If Vince Velasquez does get that start against the Tigers, I'm not going after it. I don't think he's that stretched out. Only 62 pitches here. And yeah, Ryan Felter is a Colorado Rockies start. You're not doing that. Ryan Nelson against the Padres. Yeah, this is kind of what you get from rookies, is they have maybe a start or two that's impressive, and then they showcase their volatility. 4 walks here for Ryan Nelson against the Padres. 5.1 innings, 300 runs. So now he gets the Dodgers and the Astros, so you're definitely not doing that. Jordan Montgomery failed us against the Reds. 5.1 innings, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks. Now here's the thing, it was 9 strikeouts. Curveball, 53% CSW, 11 out of 36 whiffs on it. That's the best I've seen on it. The 4-seam was really bad, only 2 for 26 CSW. The sinker got hit a little bit too, and one of the curveballs was hung for a hit. It's weird. He gets the Dodgers next. You see this and you go, how dare I ever consider starting him against the Dodgers? But the curveball was so good. I kind of want to put on the top of questionable start still. I don't know. If you want to drop Jordan Montgomery, please, by all means, do it. You can't trust after Reds. But you know how baseball works. Sometimes you do poorly against a weak team, you do great against the best team, you know? It's just like, do you have it? The 4-seamer is going to be better than 2 out of 26 CSW, but the curveball isn't going to be a 53% CSW, so we'll see what happens. Nick Pivetta against the Royals, 5 innings, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. You put him in there for a win and strikeouts, and you got those. Now, don't do it in other situations. How did DeGrom go 3 innings, 5 runs is beyond me. 13 strikeouts for a golden goal, or for a King Cole, 40% CSW and 20 whiffs, so whatever. Johan Oviedo was on the other side. He is still throwing 96-97 with a 39% CSW on the slider. Oh man, he could be very interesting next year with Luis Ortiz and Ronzi Contreras. The Pirates, oh man. Spend some money, Pirates. Go get like a really good offense. You know, go sign Aaron Judge. Go sign Correa. Like, do some things. I mean, you don't want Correa. I mean, look, if it was Judge and O'Neal Cruz or something. I'm just saying, this rotation, Johan, Contreras, and Ortiz could be fascinating next year. That's all. For this year, we're not going to go after Oviedo. I think it's just too volatile. 4 walks in this. Jason Alexander and the New York Yankees. Yeah, no, okay, no. Garrett Cole against the Brewers. 22 whiffs, got a Gallows pull. Four earned runs because life is stupid and you allow two home runs. Like, two home runs. It's fine. You just keep starting him. Glen Otto against the Rays. You don't want to trust Glen Otto. Command is still off. Javier Assad did not have his cutter, and that's what happened here. I thought it was going to work out against Rocky Road. Didn't. I mean, it's still a questionable start, but still, like we were talking about the Ryan Nelson, he looked good, but this is the volatility we get from rookies often, is that you can't really define a guy after one or two starts. There is that low floor that we just haven't seen yet, right? Here it is from Assad when he didn't have his cutter. It was just 5 for 12 strikes. That's it. The reason I like Assad is that cutter. And when he's only throwing it 12 times and only getting 5 strikes out of it, it means he's got to go 4 seamers and sinkers, and that's not good for Javier Assad. That said, he does get the Pirates next. And sure, it didn't work this time, but now we've seen both sides of it, and we know that it can work against the Pirates. So don't rule that out. He'll still be a questionable start there. Marco Gonzalez, come on, man. You get the Angels. Like, you're supposed to go the rest of the way. Like, you're still starting Marco Gonzalez. Chris Bubich, no. Velocity's up, but yeah, its command is just bad. And Hutchinson and Waldichuk, absolutely not. All right, looking forward to today and tomorrow. I'm not doing the list stuff today. As I mentioned, it's just a full set start. So let's just start it off with today and tomorrow. Clayton Kershaw, Corbin Burns, Max Scherzer, Logan Gilbert, Kyle Wright, Edward Cabrera, and Sonny Gray are your auto starts. You have Wade Miley as the only probable start as he is going against the Miami Marlins as a stream pick of the day. Yes, I would be doing that. It's a probable start. Luis Garcia is starting instead of Christian Javier. The Astros said, oh yeah, he's in the bullpen. It's going to be 5 guys. Nope, it's not. It's Luis Garcia. Whatever. Maybe all of a sudden last minute it's Christian Javier. I don't know. If it's Luis Garcia, he's the top of questionable start. He's been so shaky lately. I kind of wanted to put him in probable start because I understand if you have Luis Garcia, you're going to start him against the Rays. The Rays are better, though. It is Wander Franco and company. Yandy Diaz has been really hot. And Luis Garcia has just been, he barely threw cutters. He's been throwing more curveballs, and those are bad. Like, I don't get it. I kind of don't want to do it. Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers, don't want to do it if I don't have to. Tyler Wells, is he fully stretched out enough to take advantage of the Tigers? Maybe 4 innings. I don't know. Jose Suarez, we understand he can be good, but the Mariners are good. Kyle Quantrill against the Twins, not really. Drew Rasmussen's at the bottom because he gets the Astros, and that's just, ugh. Now the do not start tier, Chad Kuhl and Jacob Junis going against each other inside of Coors, no thanks. And Tyler Alexander and Corey Abbott, no way. In the auto start tier for tomorrow, Luis Castillo, Dylan Cease are the clear 1-2 to me. You can flip him if you want. Dylan Cease has been a little bit worse lately. So Luis Castillo against Oakland, yes. Shane McClanahan and Carlos Rodon are up here, 3-5. McClanahan gets the Astros, but he looks so good against the Jays, and it's Shane McClanahan. Carlos Rodon had a cracked nail and a blister and left his game after 5 innings last time after dominance, still with that cracked nail and all. And now he goes into Coors. Now it's a fastball-focused approach, which generally is okay inside of Coors. The sliders and the breaking stuff are the ones that are worse. So I'm still starting him, and I feel like, you know what, if he's going, that means he's okay, and this is Carlos Rodon. But I understand if you have a little bit more trepidation. Christian Javier will be going tomorrow against the Rays. You're doing that. Charlie Morton hasn't been as consistent as we want. That's why he's underneath Rodon against the Nationals. Cortez is still kind of coming back from the IL, but he gets Pittsburgh. So you're doing that arguably above Rodon here. I get it. Tyler Anderson against the Diamondbacks, not as exciting. And Pablo Lopez has been shaky, but he gets the Cubs, and you're going to do that. Probable start tier, you have Nick Lodolo against Boston. He's been so good. So you're doing it for the most part. Carlos Carrasco against Milwaukee. Yeah, it should work. Same with Ross Stripling against the Phillies. Now, Adam Wainwright against the Padres. I do have a fear that he's at the end of his rope and he's getting fatigued. That's why it's been a little bit worse lately. But against the Padres, and we don't really know what to expect out of the Padres right now. So I think you do it with Wainwright. And then you have Austin Voth, who's been kind of out of rhythm, but it's the Tigers and you're going to do that. Questionable start too. You can argue that Adrian Sampson is a good streamer to go against the Marlins, and I see that. Brian Bello against the Reds, but in Cincinnati, I mean, yeah, those are decent streams. Those would be of consideration if it weren't for Voth. Dylan Bundy and Kyle Gibson, I don't like those, but I think they're better than the do not starts. I mean, Bundy at least gets the Royals, and Kyle Gibson, you never really know. That could work against the Jays. In the do not start tier, it's a long one. There are some interesting ones, though. Michael Grove did well in his spot start last week. It's the Diamondbacks here. I just think we don't really have enough here to chase. It's not going to be like a 7-inning start or something. And it's, you know, we don't really know what he's going to do. Luis Ortiz is very exciting, throws hard, and has a nice slider for the Pirates, as I mentioned before. But he gets the Yankees, and I don't want to chase that. You have Joey Wentz against the Orioles. He did well last time. It's the Orioles. Maybe that works. But Mike Clevenger last month has been terrible. And now it's the Cardinals. Don't do it. Dre Jameson was very good in his debut, but it's the Dodgers. So you don't do it. And JP Sears, no. And Cole Ragans, no. And Aaron Civale is still ill coming back, so you don't do that against the White Sox. Zach Greinke, not very good against the Twins. Mike Myers, Kyle Freeland, Zach Davies against the Dodgers. Patrick Corbin, and then Josh Lindblom is in the bomb because I kind of think it's just a bullpen game for the Brewers. But anyway, that's going to do it for today. Good luck. I'm happy that you're still in this. We're going to nail it this week. Of course, check out all my streams on twitch.tv/pitcherlist. But that's it. So my name is Nick Pollock. And may your BABIP be low and your strikeouts high.